Harrington got his nickname.
Okay, interview with the Dark Manager, Stephen Kenny. Stephen, it was a terrific performance by the team, and it's absolutely super to be true to the next round.
Yeah, we're very pleased, and you know, it was a great, tough game, you know, and I think over the two legs we're definitely worthy winners, 3-1, and we scored three terrific team goals, and it was brilliant to see.
They came at you, I suppose, as you expected, but you were able to cope with whatever. You were the better side in the first half, by far the more skillful team. The goals were absolutely top class. The first goal, the cross from Sean Gannon, and the header from Pat Hoban, and then the second goal, Jamie McGrath. I know you have focused special praise for the improvement on Jamie and, as things have gone on. Great cross, and what a goal from Michael Duffy.
Yeah, no, it's goal of the season.
I think so. They've been going here a long, long time. I haven't seen a goal like that.
You know, it was an incredible technique. It took our breath away.
Yeah.
It was that sense of astonishment that it actually ended up in the net, such as the acutest of angles. And an incredible goal, really.
What was going through your mind when you saw that ball hit the roof of the net? Were you thinking Cyprus?
I was thinking, I can't believe it's... You know, I didn't think he could score from that angle.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe it. I thought it was a brilliant effort, and I couldn't believe it when it actually went in. So, incredible feeling for everyone in the ground.
When they pulled the goal back, I suppose just... You were still safe enough. You were 3-1 up, but you can never rest on your laurels. So, but the side came out in the second half, and attack is always the best form of defence. And you know, you played some good football.
Yeah, we probably committed a cardinal sin in conceding a goal just before half time because that changed the complexity. If we don't concede that, it's a comfortable second half. But that makes it a real battle. That gives Livadia a lot of hope and impetus and. They had nothing to lose, and they could try risky passes and commit men forward, and they're a very good technical team, and as they showed, and you know, it was a tough game for us.
It was a great night for you tonight too, to see Oriel packed to the gills, and you know, you could see the way the crowd was. You describe it as Oriel rocking, and that's what you want to see, and you know, tonight that's what you did see.
Yeah, it was support was terrific tonight, and we appreciate it. And you know, we're going to need it next week. You know, it's a tough game next week.
Larnach, yeah, at home. I know I heard the report talking to you earlier. You know, you prefer to have the game at home first, but very often your sides do their business away from home. I'm not saying that you won't do the business next week, but very often maybe the work is left to finish off away from home. But they are going to be tough opposition, obviously.
Yeah. You know... They've won the Cypriot Cup. Mm. You know, they won the Cup in Cyprus. They qualified through the league as well. Mm. Appleweald have been in the Champions League. Yeah. You know, they're league winners. So it's a good standard. Obviously, it's a big step up. And, you know, they've obviously, the majority of their players, a lot of them have played in the Liga, Spanish players. So good team. A step up from Livadia Tallinn, who were excellent tonight. Mm. They gave us a tough game. So we're going to have to play better than we did tonight.
Have you had a chance finally just to get anybody to go out and have a look at them? Were you planning forward?
Yeah, Rory Higgins was in Poland last weekend. He watched the match between AK Athens and Larnaca in Poland, so in the training camp in Poland. So planes, trains and automobiles, two flights on a long train.
Well, listen, it was a great night. Listen, Stephen, and congratulations on... When's the team back? When are you back at work? Have you tomorrow off?
No, we're training tomorrow, and we have a bit of a game for players who haven't been playing. You know, just a bit of a.
Do you ever take any time off at all?
We'll worry about that at Christmas. All right, we'll worry about that at Christmas.
Thanks a million.
Can you rank that moment? So there's a lot of.